Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
What's good? It is Wednesday, 10:01 on the East Coast, 7:01 on the West Coast. What's cracking? We are back. It's hump day, Wednesday, March 16th in the city. We've been off. Talked to you last Friday live. Ran a couple of previous shows. Hope you enjoyed them. We are back with you hump day Wednesday. Tonight we pose the question, what is outsourcing and what is its impact to the American economy? Hit us up, 917-889-3926. Hot topics and new music first. It's hump day right here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, check out this month's Ebony Magazine. You got the beautiful Monique chilling with the incomparable Steve Harvey and that dude Chris Rock. They pick up Ebony Magazine. They're promoting the biggest, baddest comedy ever. They spotlight a few different comedians. Cedric the Entertainer, Cheryl Underwood, Thea Hughley. I'm not going to tell you too much more. Go pick it up. This month's Ebony Magazine. Hey, got that Transformation Conference jumping off. If you're anywhere in the Florida area and you're looking to have your spiritual renewal increased, you're looking to be spiritually renewed, hey, Pastor Paula White, Noel Jones, T.D. Jakes, Clint Brown, Darlene Bishop, Vicky Winans, all getting together, Transformation Conference 2011, going down Lakeland, Florida. Hey, log on to paulawhite.org for more information. Hey, this is Taylor Music Group, Rain. We'll repeat the conference information throughout tonight if you are in the Florida area, specifically Tampa Bay, I believe that's Lakeland, Polk County, Plant City, and any area in between. A lot going down starting tomorrow night with Bishop Noel Jones, T.D. Jakes on Friday, Vicky Winans. That's Transformation 2011. Taylor Music Group. It's called Rain. We'll be right back with the Angels. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Talking to me like me.
for the record by the end. She looked me in my eyes and told me this. I want you to make it.
Club with me and I'm here every day, love, not just on the weekend. I can turn the stage to the deep end. Trust VA's own Pac-Man Jones, a green river of money. We could sell home, but we ain't gotta go. No, we ain't gotta roam in a champagne room with no G-string on. I can be your sugar daddy, I can be your lollipop. If you keep riding me like that, I'ma get that rock. Nah, I'ma get you car, yeah, I'ma get you spot. If you dancing for your tuition, then I can help you stop. No, you ain't gotta beg, you get whatever you need. Girl, as long as you happy, then it feels better for me. Got ahead of myself, may I change up the speed? We can take the scenic till we get to that G spot.
Nothing much. Chilling. Hump day. Ready for the weekend.
In the city. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Finance. Toya.
Well, good evening, good people. How are you?
What's cracking? Haven't heard that voice in a while.
I know.
Hey, I hope y'all enjoyed the time off.
Yeah, kind of.
I did. I worked more.
Really? That's great.
I don't know.
It just seemed, I don't know, it was like the days, that's the only thing that keeps my days like a day. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I keep up with the days. And by not doing the show, I had no idea what day it was on Sunday. I thought it was like, I had gone to the grocery store, and I was asking, like, I said, what is, I said, today's Tuesday, right? And she was like, maybe it's Sunday. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, we definitely sorry for throwing you off track.
You know, okay. This is the only thing I have scheduled besides doctor appointments, you know.
Well, tonight we're talking about outsourcing and the impact on the American economy, folks. It's hump day in the city. And we're not talking about anything dealing with the bedroom or sexual by any means tonight. We're talking about outsourcing. What is it? How does it impact you? How does it impact me? Hit us up. If you work in any kind of call center, you have been impacted by outsourcing in some way, shape, or form, or will be. You need to know what it is, and then at least know what's happening around you, whether you can change the situation or not. You know, no, you may not be able to, because outsourcing happens at a level far beyond just people who answer the telephones. What is outsourcing? I'll tell you, you know, often it's viewed as involving like a contracting out of any kind of work, a business function. Commonly, you know, one job performed in-house today, it's going to be an external provider tomorrow. Two organizations, you know, coming together, contractual agreement, exchange of services for payments. A recent concern really is the ability of businesses to outsource to supplier outside the nation. So, you know, by taking the jobs, sending them to India, sending them to the Philippines, you know, how is that helping the American economy? That's outsourcing in a nutshell. I've been impacted by outsourcing over the last 10 years in a major way. It's been a roller coaster. As work has gone inside, has come from inside the United States to outside of the United States, back inside of the United States, back outside of the United States. I mean, it's difficult. It's happening just like that, folks.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was just going to say, but the thing is that outsourcing affects, you know, that country's economy as well, because that increases their economy, you know, and that gives their people more money to spend, when where they're getting paid a lot less than we do here in the United States. But
it still helps to build.
Build their economy there as well. So, like, for instance, we brought the jobs back to the United States, then that economy is affected, but then the products that we get from that country is affected. You know what I'm saying? So it's still, whether it goes on, it continues or it stops, the economy is still going to be affected. You see what I'm saying? It's just a small portion, but it's part of the American way.
Yeah, absolutely, because America has taken a global stance. It's no longer just about America. And I think, you know, that often becomes a question. You know, should the government, you know, prevent outsourcing? Should they not promote outsourcing? Should we not be so concerned about other countries when we have people who are still sleeping on the streets in America? The topic tonight, this Hump Day Wednesday in the city, is outsourcing and the impact on the American economy.
Yeah, I think we should just... You know, I think we should continue the outsourcing and start building up our own manufacturing companies, build them back up. Because, at one point, you know, the United States was a big manufacturing company. That's where most of the jobs were.
What happened?
So started to create that again.
What happened?
Then what happened is then we can start to bring those jobs back in.
What happened?
Save money by not having
to pay. What happened to the manufacturing plants? What happened in America? Why did we lose that?
Because you know why? Because the industries opened up. It went just from being, as the population grows, ideas grow. You know, the things, how like for instance, how we have like the PlayStation now. But like back when we were younger, we only had the Atari. But now they have four or five different gaming systems now, and all those parts come from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a larger premise.
No, you're right. The demand for things has sped up,
and
the market has widened.
You pay less, for outsourcing than you do here in the United States, because everybody wants top dollar for everything here. And overseas, they're like, we'll take the quantity, you know, over the quality.
Right.
Point blank. Money.
Hey, outsourcing. The impact on the American economy is the topic tonight. 917-889-3926. Hit us up. Let's dialogue. We're all being impacted. And other countries are benefiting. Is that right? Let's talk about it. TM Hyman Radio Live. What'd you say?
I said it's part of life at this point. You know, this is going to be free to
let me tell you something.
Children. So our children, when our children become our age, you know what I'm saying, what we've done is going to be history. It's going to be something totally different then. It may not even be called outsourcing then. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's part of life. It's part of the process that's supposed to happen as we grow.
Now, well, I'm not sure it's supposed to happen, but I think it has become a part of the culture. I believe that it can be changed. It doesn't have to be a part of the culture, because at the end of the day, the question is, should government prevent it? Government is positioned to stop it, keep all jobs inside the United States. Should they? I don't know. We'll continue to dialogue after this.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
It's my bliss, slip and slide. That's what I told her. She say things ain't going right with him. I said maybe you should just try something different, you know. Let go.
She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. I'm flowing in my condo. That can be your hideaway. Hideaway. You don't make her happy. She wanna get away. Hideaway. I'm flowing in my condo. About to lose you, cause he'll make you happy like he used to. Girl, you deserve a winner,
a winner.
He ain't the type of nigga that I lose to. A cruise to the island, gotta get a smile. Hit South Beach, riding down Cali. No window shopping, that's for the party. So take it off the wall and put it on your body. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Stop throwing my condo. To the penthouse flow. I can play the bartender, you just tell me what the pole.
What you want?
You know it's soft on blue, so you can see the city from a whole nother view.
Woo!
Shoot out to London, Lando's and Bristol, cause you deserve a taste of that European chicken. Short and so fly, Red Bull wings, she just wanna hide my condo fling.
She don't wanna try no more, shorty wanna fly away. Stop blowing my condo.
Radio Live, Mike Bless, slip and slide, all the way live from Tampa Bay, Florida, on this Hump Day Wednesday, March 16th, hanging out with Toya, live from Newark, Delaware, and CeeLo, live from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Outsourcing in the impact on America. Toya, have you ever been laid off on a job due to outsourcing?
No. Most of our layoffs had to do with company divisions being moved to different areas across the states, but nothing being outsourced, surprisingly. So, no, none of the call centers have been shut down. I mean, there haven't been any layoffs due to the jobs being sent overseas.
How about yourself?
Which is a shocker, but no.
Right. How about yourself, CeeLo?
Yes, but honestly, I don't remember the names of the companies. It was a while, like, while ago. But it was call center environment. I just remember they shut down. They didn't shut down, like, the whole call center. They just shut down departments. But, you know what, honestly, yeah, they just shut down departments. It was like a, I think it was Verizon. I don't know. I might be, I don't want to misspeak, but I think so. I think it was Verizon at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not 17889.
I mean, you know, you got to think like Dell. A lot of the computer
companies.
I'm sorry. No, I was just saying that a lot of the computer companies, you know, we saw it, we heard it first. I think like with like, was it Dell? Computers, you know, a lot of people you call in and they were speaking to people in India, and to this day you still call for tech support, and that's who that is, you know, Becky, or I mean Beck or Juby on the other line, you know, and a lot of people have it only becomes a problem because of the language barrier, you know. I mean, I think that's the only frustrating part. And
right.
The fact, but you can't, I wouldn't blame, like, unemployment on the outsourcing. I mean, a lot of companies.
No, I think
you know
it's a small
like,
segment of, huh? of unemployment.
You said you could do a whole segment on unemployment?
I say I think it's a small segment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know, as
it's
far
a,
as the, you know,
it's like, you have to
it's
be
impacting unemployment, yeah.
Right. You know, we have so many small, I mean, like a lot of small businesses began that way. You know, it kind of began, I want to say, in like the, what was it, like the late 80s, early 90s, when it first began, you know, and it's, and again, it's because people could find better prices for manufacturing, like clothing and, yeah, pretty much manufacturing is a lot cheaper, unit-wise, you know, and, you know.
Right. I got you. Hey, coming up, we got new music from Bo D, The Have Nots, Don Rashad, and, of course, Overdose. Stay tuned. It is Hump Day Wednesday, March 16th. It's a lot going on. Hey, Transformation 2011 at the Lakeland location for Without Walls. Pastor Paula White tomorrow night invites you out to Bishop Noel Jones, Friday night, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Saturday, Clint Brown, Friday also, Darlene Bishop and Vicky Winans. It's all going down March 17th through the 20th, Without Walls. You can log on to paulawhite.org. If you're anywhere in the Lakeland, Tampa, Florida, New Haven, Polk County, Plant City area, it's a free event. Or it's a series of free events, March 17th through the 20th. Pastor Paula White invites you out to Bishop Noel Jones tomorrow, Bishop T.D. Jakes on Friday. Don't miss it. Hey,
yes.
Since we've been off the air, a lot has happened. What?
Oh, my gosh, Nate Dogg died today.
Nate Dogg, what about the people in Japan,
tsunami.
I mean, what in the world?
Yeah, it's just, yeah. I mean, it's catastrophic. It's, I mean, because, like, I think it was, like, yesterday, well, last night, it was, like, they had confirmed like 3,000, I guess, that they had actually found, you know, that they could account for. But they said bodies were just washing up, you know.
Yeah, pretty.
Yeah, people are evacuating.
Crazy. Now, I mean, but the craziness is the vapors and the radiation that's in the air that's keeping the people of Japan on the inside that they can't control.
The nuclear crisis is crazy. I think I heard, if it was, I think yesterday or the day before that, the radiation levels are, I believe, are like 9 times higher than what the healthy limit is.
That's crazy. Right. And now, and the people who were trying to maintain it and diffuse it were evacuated, because it became too much. Now, do we not think that something like that could not, like, impact the entire Earth?
Of course.
Oh, it can. They're already telling people on the West Coast over in California that they may want to think about getting iodine pills because of the fact that radiation may actually start to affect our area over there on the West Coast.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, the axis, the Earth shifted on its axis. Times.
Of the times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? And that affects everything. That affects, you know, our makeup. You know what I'm saying? Our balance.
Absolutely.
You know.
It's like 2012, right? 2012,
yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
These tears. Dawn Rashad. Diddy Dirty Money. Hey, yo, they hitting the road. They'll be in VA. They'll be in Jacksonville. Hey, look out for Diddy Dirty Money coming to you. But this is not Diddy and Dirty Money. It's Dawn Rashad, These Tears, TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back with Finance All the Way Live from New Ark with Toya. Rashad. It is 10:32 on the East Coast, 7:32 on the West Coast. Hey, let's chop it up in the chat room. If you are online, blogtalkradio.com/ Mr. T.M. Hyman, yo, go to the site, click start chat session, talk live with CeeLo, myself, and Toya, who's coming to us live out of Newark, Delaware, with finance. Just click start chat session, log in right now on the website, you can talk live.
Good evening. Tonight, I just wanted to talk about whether or not your finances could actually survive a natural disaster. The earthquake and the tsunami in Japan should be a wake-up call for all of us regarding disaster preparedness. No matter where you live, you're subject to the risk of a disastrous earthquake, hurricane, tornado, fire, flood, terrorist act. It doesn't matter where you are. Something can happen. Something disastrous can happen that can affect your finances. So there's a lot of information out there about, you know, how you can protect yourself and your family. But there are some small things that you can actually, you know, take a few hours to put together that can save you a world of trouble if something was to happen. A lot of people are usually ready for a natural disaster as far as clothing is concerned and having an overnight bag and some food and things of that sort. But you should also be prepared financially if something was to happen. So just a few things, actually more than a few things, that you need to make sure you take care of just in case there is something that happens later on down the line. First thing you need to have is your wallet or purse that contains your picture ID, cash, credit cards, and medical insurance cards. And just have a routine place where the items are stored so you can grab them quickly if necessary, and you can just go. If you have a passport, know where that is as well so you can grab that quickly. A stash of cash is always good to have, and not a stash of cash that you're going to dip into for day-to-day spending. And the reason for that is if there is some type of disaster and, you know, the electric and power is knocked out, you won't be able to use an ATM machine to access your cash. So you should have a nice amount of cash that you can get your hands on in the event of some type of disaster. Also, your cell phone, smartphone, any type of tablet device such as an iPad, make sure you include the charger, but it's also smart, if possible, to have a hand-cranked or solar-powered battery charger that you can use as well. A list of account numbers and contact information for all your insurance policies, such as homeowners, automobile, earthquake, health, and the list goes on. Put all of that information together either in your electronic device like your phone or your tablet, or just write it all down on a piece of paper, but just make sure you have access to it. Also a list of account numbers and contact information for all regular payment obligations that you have, including any type of mortgage, rent, car insurance, and utilities. You know, just because there's a disaster doesn't mean that the bills don't have to be paid, so just keep that in mind. You also want a list of account numbers and contact information for all of your bank accounts, your retirement savings, and investments. But with these, you need to be very careful. You don't want that type of information to fall into the wrong hands where somebody can actually get a hold of your money and withdraw on your money. So, you know, just be careful with any type of passwords that may be linked to the Internet. And if you're going to put that information on some type of electronic device, just make sure you protect it with a password. If you're going to write it all down, make sure you scramble the account numbers in a manner that you can remember, but someone else won't be able to figure it out. Also, contact information for your work. I mean, at the very least, you'll want to contact the appropriate person. If they're not affected and you are, just to let them know your safety and your whereabouts. And let them know you won't be reporting to work. I'm sure you won't be fired in the event there is some type of disaster, but you never know. You know, jobs, employees are a little funny nowadays, so you may want to make sure you keep that information on hand. copies of any type of medical directives, and your power of attorney. And a few other things you may want to have copies of, if not the originals, will be any type of important documents such as your will, deeds, and insurance policies. They recommend that they're stored in a safe place like a waterproof or fireproof box or safe deposit box, but it's good to have copies of the original along with all of the other information that you have in your grab-and-go bag. And just right now might be a good time for you to actually review your insurance policies just to make sure you have the correct coverage to cover you in the event of some type of disaster. Parents, you living in Florida, you know that all insurance policies don't cover hurricanes. You actually have to get riders for things like that. So make sure you just check all your insurance policies and make sure they actually cover different events just in case something happens. Make sure you keep buffers on your credit cards. Don't ever charge them to the maximum limit so you'll have the funds available should you need them. Make sure you keep at least a quarter tank of gas in your car. I know that's kind of hard to do right now with gas being $3, $4, and $5 per gallon, but it's something you need to be mindful of just in case you don't have access to gas. And the last thing you want to make sure you do is, if possible, all of this information, keep it all together in one place. I just recommend putting it in some type of like Ziploc bag where you can just grab the one bag that has all of the information and you can go. And you don't have to worry about going to different places to get all of that info. Make sure it's all locked up. You know, if you have a fireproof safe in your home and a waterproof safe, that would probably be the best thing. That way you have access to it, but you don't have to go somewhere else to get the info. And you also make sure that it's stored safely. So, you know, it may be a pain getting all of this information together. It may take a little bit of time, but it's better to have it all just in case something happens. So if something happens, you're just not left out and you don't have any type of means for funds. Getting to your bank accounts, being able to access any type of statements, retirement funds, whatever it is you need financially. If you have it all together, you won't have any problems if some type of disaster is to hit. And that's all I have for you.
All the way live from Newark, Delaware, Toya Finance.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global, it is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
That was Little Keith with Bink. Y'all should call us and let us know how y'all, what y'all think about that song, or hit us up and let us know what you think about that song. That's some new music from a unsigned artist, correct?
That's correct. 917-889-3926. Let us know.
Yes. Or you hit us up at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Yes.
That's what it is.
And tonight we are talking about outsourcing and the effect on the economy. Now, like I was saying earlier, I really think we should start going back to, not even going back to, but moving forward to opening more manufacturing companies. But the thing is, you know, it's a balance of how to make it affordable and still be able to stay above water, because we're, you know, within a financial crisis ourselves, and it's like, the thing is, like, if we do, like, say the companies that have outsourcing going on, right, they are outsourcing. If they were ordered to stop outsourcing, it would kind of throw, you know, everything to a screeching halt. You know what I'm saying? It would throw whatever's in place. It would affect more than just our conversations. How about that?
A screeching halt would mean that we are totally dependent upon supplies outside of the United States to live our daily lives.
I mean, look around your
right?
house. How many things are, how many things, I mean, write it down, make a list. Go through your house and write down how many things you have in your house that's made in the United States versus how much is made in China or Indonesia or Taiwan.
But that's a good exercise.
You know, and the thing is that, yeah, we may not be able to live not the same anyway. I mean, look at the TVs that people buy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the cars. It's a lot of things that are affected. It's probably the blades on the fan of your ceiling fan. You know, I mean, parts of, and then even the cars, you know, like some cars are manufactured in the United States, but then we have a nice amount of, and probably the best cars that are listed, rated rather, you know, in like Consumer Reports, you know, they're all
outside the United States.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so it's like, yeah, we would be affected. It's hellacious. It was, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say we wouldn't be affected.
No, I know you didn't.
Well, we
a screeching halt
no.
is what.
You don't think?
No. See, that we couldn't be a superpower. We could be a superpower if we could come to a screeching halt by the supply or the demand of other countries.
People try to hurt each other over stuff running out in the store. People get in fights during holidays over these things
yeah,
that are made overseas.
The country is
you know
not
so,
limbo
yeah,
like
would.
Egypt or Libya. It's not out of control.
Hold on, I didn't get the beginning part of that. I heard Asia and Libya. Egypt.
I said, but people aren't responding like they are right now in Egypt and in Libya. You know, I mean, it's not out of control. You know, that might be like a rare happening, right?
But
I mean,
hold on. Comparing two different, I mean, well, no, I can't say because I don't know what their living conditions are.
I'm just speaking from a radical perspective.
Oh, okay.
It's not out of control, right? I don't think their normal society has been like that. I think it's actually become that way, you know, due to things that's just been taking place here recently that's kind of exploded, kind of came to a head. Like anything that you sweep under the rug, you know, ultimately is going to come to a head. 917-889-3926. Tonight's topic, outsourcing and the impact on the American economy. The question that was posed, what is outsourcing? We explained it. You know, ultimately, when, you know, work that is in your building today is now, you know, given to an external provider, and in most instances outside of the country, how does that impact you, your household in America? We've been talking about it. We'll continue. Coming up in the next hour, entertainment national news from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Very other day.
It's Farad with us. Hey, folks are listening. They're tuned in. We appreciate the support. Hey, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend
and then tell
to
another
tune in.
Tell people you don't even like. Tell the grocery store.
Hey. You know what? Big up to all the haters.
Yes. Hi, hater. I saw a little boy
hey,
who was.
Shut up.
Hi, hater. Bye, hater. Like, I loved it. Yeah.
Hey. Straight up.
Yes.
The one thing that I'm learning is when people start trying to, like, come against you, don't think to yourself, what are you doing wrong? It may be that you're doing something right. Hi, hater. Bye, hater. We'll be
right
back.
Cash. And cats know what happens when we do it like this, right? Huh? Aviator Entertainment. Low cat. Chase on pro mirror etiquette. Homie, I'm a winner, not that nigga. You should better get stone cold veteran. I've been here forever. Take a look around my condo and tell me I ain't settled in. About to get it like I settled for a settlement. I'm all about my green. No strip stick of venison. Yeah. Top dog with a collar that'll stand fleas. I'm looking vicious and these bitches love a rare breed. Don't trip. I'm just speaking metaphorical. Am I killing them? Is this rhetorical? I know that caught you off guard like a sneak this, but I just gotta keep it coming like a cheap trick. I'm on a whole nother level, how I reach this. Catching 100 grand tan on some beach shit. We wake up wealthy and go to sleep rich. That's Aviator ENT shit. Cold out there, sunny weather, man. First let's talk.
Radio Live, that was Keys, Hundreds in the Air. Remember, as Kilo said earlier, if you have music you want us to play here first, send it in, We might play it once, but can't guarantee we'll play it twice.
Right.
Thanks for joining us this evening. Go ahead, Sheila.
No, I said once is better than none at all.
Right. So
right.
Someone might hear it and like it just because we don't hang. Doesn't mean anything. You never know. You may get a call from that one play.
Exactly.
No
never
doubt. It's like rolling dice.
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, TM, you posed a question earlier to Toya and myself. Have you, sir, been affected? I mean, like, I know that you did say that, yeah, it's been, you know, a up and down ride, but outside of your job, have you been, you know, like, are you affected? Like, you know, like in your community?
I think as a decision maker, I was affected.
Oh my! All the routes were.
I changed my mind.
There's a difference between affected and infected. I was affected because I had to kind of make decisions that impacted people. You know, as a part of having to downsize when work went offshore. So, you know, just the, you know, the pain of having to negatively impact anybody, you know, financially and impact their lifestyle, you know, that's kind of tough. It comes with the territory, yeah. But, you know, that's really how I've been impacted by, you know, outsourcing and how, you know, I kind of got slapped around by outsourcing.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, like, I still stand. I mean, I still state the same thing, though, that I think that it's part of the world that we're living in right now. That because, yes, we're here in the United States, but the bigger picture of it is that we are all on the same earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have to coexist here, regardless if we're in the United States or
we all have to
Europe
contribute
or Asia.
You know,
but what I'm saying is that if these other places weren't here, our lives would be different. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's part of our process. You know what I'm saying? It's the 1 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? It's the 1 o'clock in the time. It's just part of the process, I feel. And I think that we have to work out a way where, because it's like for instance, with the thing that's going on in Japan, it's not just affecting the people in Japan. It's affecting us here in the United States. One, because they're people who have family and friends, you know, in Japan or overseas. You have people travel. I mean, like, everything would be affected. Our travel would be affected. Our politics would be affected.
It has been affected.
Right, but I mean, it would be. I just think it would be. We would be able to see it on a larger scale. It wouldn't. I'm not saying that it's small, but it's not. It's not the big picture itself. You know what I'm saying? It's not the biggest problem that we have, but it is an issue.
Not good.
Yeah.
It's 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
WHAC, TM Hama Radio Live. Hey, thanks for tuning in. You can click chat session, start chat session, and join the combo. You'll hit up CeeLo, Toya with a question. We are hanging out. 917-889-3926. This is Jagged Edge, baby. We'll be right back. Team Hama Radio Live. What up, PC?
Girl, don't you know that you really got me gone? Blow my mind all the time. Think about your love. They got nothing on you, baby. It's mine, baby. Can't be for real.
like I said, the room last for real. Was on my knees praying, I was finding other love to do me right. Then, baby, you appeared. Yeah. Those other girls, they don't mean nothing. Yeah, but how you make me feel? Oh.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me gone? Blow my mind all the time now. Think about your love.
Live. That was Jagged Edge with Baby. Yes. And I think we have a caller on the line, our resident guest, Mr. Cooper.
What's going on, T.M. Hyman?
I'm
Matt. What's cracking, homie?
Hi. I need a kilo.
I'm saying to the whole show.
Oh.
Right, is it just T.M. Hyman or T.M. Hyman Radio Live?
Right, like, that's a lot, please.
I know, look.
What you talking about?
Hey, look, I'm from the hip-hop generation. You know we short and everything.
I know that. Okay.
Man, we're going to get y'all some therapy.
Oh, what's your take, sir, on the topic at hand? Mr. Cooper,
of the outsourcing thing, I think it's real complicated because part of it is the tax incentives that the companies are getting. Cause a lot of these companies are still getting tax breaks, but then they're sending the jobs overseas to other countries where they can pay less. And not only can they pay the people less, the codes are different. They can get away with things. They can dump stuff and destroy the environment. Here in the United States, they can't do that. So they're doing all that to save money, but then they're sending it back here to make money off of us. And the way to fix it would be for the government to take some of them taxes away from those people. Say, hey, we'll give you some tax breaks, but you're going to have to give us some of these jobs. If you don't, then screw you. But because you do have some companies that come here for work, like Toyota. A lot of their stuff, they have a couple of factories, I think, in Tennessee for Toyota, Lexus, or whatever. And so, but I understand right now because the whole thing in Japan that they're cutting back on all their hours. So, as bad as it is for them in Japan, it's going to have a payoff for American companies because a lot of places aren't going to want to take their products because they're worried about radiation. So, so that whole outsourcing thing is kind of ugly.
And it's real.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the thing is that, like, we could have the contracts here, though. I mean, because there are a lot of, for instance, you have communication companies that contract out customer service jobs to smaller companies, and they don't pay health insurance for these people. They don't pay, you know, like the niceties aren't there for these contracted employees that are there for the in-house employees. And the thing is that the way that I guess that our process is going, you know, our government process is going, you know, soon they're going to have to provide, you know, health insurance for people, or people have to provide it for themselves. So then the money is going to have to increase either way. So it's like everything is a cause and effect. Everything is a cause and effect. Yeah,
just, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very true.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
Oh, I would say definitely, because it's like right now they and the funny thing is, it was like I was watching Bill Maher. He was talking about how, and I think, what is it, Kings of New York or something like Gangs of New York, where the big boss guy on there was saying it's easy to pay the poor to kill each other. And that's what happens a lot in our country. It's like right now with Obama's health care plan, I've heard a lot of people complaining, saying about how certain companies, even some big companies, are going to start thinking about cutting back on their health care because they're saying it's going to cost them too much. Like AT&T, for example. AT&T is talking about cutting back because some of the funding they had for prescription drugs for the retirees and for some of the active workers, they're going to cut back on some of that because they're saying that they're going to lose out. But really, under the old system, we as taxpayers were paying AT&T to provide prescription drugs to their retirees and employees, because AT&T was getting 100% tax credit for providing those prescription drugs under the old plan, and they were getting a 25% subsidy on top of that. So in essence, they were getting paid 25%. But a lot of, I see some people out there that defend them and say, hey, it's wrong. Look what Obama's plan is doing. No, you as a taxpayer were paying for AT&T to do it.
Right.
But a lot of people don't see it that way.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, they don't think, a lot of people who even work in the industry are I don't want to say the bottom of the totem pole, but figuratively speaking, at the bottom of the totem pole, don't really think larger than what position they're in. They just go and do their job and, you know, just give me my paycheck and let me get my my benefits and leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know,
and let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
Area code 757, last four digits, 5356. Hey, the world is yours. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
What's up, people? Sincere.
What's up, Sincere? What's cracking?
Hey, Sincere.
Hey, I was Sincere.
Another form of slavery. That's all it is, another form of slavery. Like Coop said, they ship all the jobs overseas because they can pay these people less money and they can treat them in a kind of way as a new age sweatshop. That's all outsourcing is. I mean, if they could get away with the things that they get away with in China here, they wouldn't send the jobs over. But everything is so mandate and so humanitarian-friendly stateside that they ship things over there and they get away because it's not mandated by the United States. Like, if they taxed it and put the same regulations on anything, I mean, basically, if you was not a U.S. company, you should be subject to the same rules and regulations whether you do business here or elsewhere, because your company is incorporated in a state in the United States of America, so you should follow the same laws. But these rules were made by, for lack of a, forget, I ain't trying to be political correct, made by white men to protect white men, basically.
Good talk.
And now these white men are manipulating the system, and that's why there's a problem with Obamacare, because Obamacare is taking away a whole lot of their loopholes that they use to make money. They use health care was a source of income for a whole lot of these corporations because of all the subsidies and the taxpayers paid for it. And we still pay for a lot of stuff that we don't know. And when you get to the whole total poll thing, I forgot who was saying it, but you only know what you on your level, the level, your knowledge is on your level. Basically, you don't care about what's under you when you start. You learn about new things when you jump into a new tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So then you pay attention because now you're kicking out more money. Now you want to know, well, look, why am I paying out this money for this? And what is this? When I was at McDonald's making $7 an hour. I didn't care what FICA was or who was taking what out of my check. I cashed my check, didn't look at nothing up there. But now I'm like, oh, how the hell did this check go from $2,000 to $1,200? Who was all these people?
Right.
Right.
None of this stuff is going to be around when it's time for me to collect Social Security. I mean, and I understand the whole system is based on we pay for the last generation, but the next generation is not going to pay for it. It's not even going to be around. I mean, 401K is bogus. Everything is fraudulent in this company, in this country, which is still a company. The United States is a company, corporation. So, I mean, that's basically all it is. You just got to know the rules of engagement. As long as the white man is making the rules is going to be for the white man.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Don't confess it, no protection. wait a second. Oh, now add the pressure. Yeah, break a neck up. Disrespect the help. Moody, get him. Before I kill him.
Moody, man. And Memphis 10, equal punishment. We got the world up in our hand. And we play it catch. We don't give a damn at what you suck and stress. Because our sex brain vision leave your bitch in dread. And she ain't trying to leave. Because we drop balls heavy and atomically. So sonically, we leave her body weak. Because we just drained our veins on her bedroom sheets.
Yeah, fuck the same problems we don't even swear. Boy, if you hot, then I'ma let her swear. If I say F you, I mean every letter. Mr. but it can leave you dead in the gear. Got my nose running, getting wet money. Till you live in my shoes, you ain't never seen nothing. Suckers in the back, always be friends. The last niggas talking, be the first niggas running. Who is you doing, Posey? I know you see we in another league. CMG and wet money, y'all probably staying stuck for free.
Japanese military helicopters started dropping water on the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant in the attempts to slow the process of the already out of control situation. With the leaks and so forth and the vapors we were speaking about earlier. And this all began since the power failure happened on Friday, which I think was like Thursday our time. With the 9.0, earthquake hit, and then that was followed by the tsunami, and that hit the northeastern part of Japan. Now, they are working to restore the power from outside sources so that they can try to reestablish the cooling system. So, hopefully they get that under wraps, and hopefully, we're not, affected in in our breathing quality, our air quality. Hopefully we're not affected. But in other news, in Georgia, the DEA, they seized an undisclosed amount of sodium thiopental from the Georgia Department of Corrections. And what that is, that drug is used in the first step of the lethal injection process, which, according to sources, is no longer attainable within the United States because the company Hospira, they stopped production back in August of 2009 because of, the lack of, materials to make this product. So the DEA, they stepped in just to make sure that, it was a leak or something, but the DEA stepped in to make sure that the Department of Corrections is within federal regulations. Some states right now, they're substituting this drug with the anesthesia that's used to euthanize animals. So, it's like now, people, you have groups that are trying to fight that as well because it's like it's almost inhumane. So, we'll see how that goes. In other news, and this is in your part of the world, Mr. Hyman, the House of Representatives in Florida, their representatives with the K-20 Education Innovation Subcommittee, they had a legislative bill passed unanimously affecting all Florida school district attendees. It's called the Pro-Family, Pro-Education, Pro-Job Bill, and it's supposed to allow schools the ability to adopt student dress codes, conducts, and explanations of responsibilities for the students. The thing is that the NAACP, the local branch of the NAACP in Florida, they're upset because they're stating that, you know, black young men are being targeted in this bill, you know, with the whole sagging pants thing. So I didn't think that, I mean, from what I read, I didn't get that, you know, that it was just targeting young men. I think that the kids do need dress codes, you know, because you have young ladies that are dressing like grown women, you know, and young boys who aren't dressing like young men at all, you know. So I don't know. I think it's a good thing, but, you know, I guess the NAACP does not agree. But last but not least, one of my favorite guys, Snoop, he is busy. I want you guys to look out for his 11th studio album. He is still rocking it in the game. It's called Dogumentary. It's going to be released on March 29th. And also on March 29th, Snoop is going to be performing on a webcast concert live from the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York. And, again, that's going to be on March 29th. You can check that out on CBS. Check your local listings, and I'll remind you guys as well. But that's all I have for you in entertainment and national news for today. Thank you. Peace and blessings.
Entertainment and national news brought to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hello.
Display false.
Hyman Radio Live, Electric Chameleon. Yo, Sincere.
What up?
Hey, tell us about the date coming up in Vegas.
Can't give you the whole date, baby, but anybody listening to Vegas, you're going to have Wiz Khalifa, Yellow Wolf, who recently just got signed to Shady, Frank Ocean, and EC is going to be the opening act in Vegas. But, yeah, it's going to be a big show. Many, the beginning of Small Leg and the tour, just trying to do some branch out and do some different things.
Hey, no, I'm digging it. And I'm probably speaking out of turn. I do that a lot. It's okay though.
Yes, for sure.
Hey,
do you want?
I want to just make sure people know what's on the way, first of all. But number two, I want to make sure, just on a grand scheme of things, Overdose. Hey, if we can get him on that show, that'll be
yeah,
a part of our tour as well. And Vegas will be a good look.
We'll definitely try to make it happen. Got Nags Head coming up too, but that is just Yellow Wolf. So, and that's a, I don't know if he like beach parties, like partying with crazy white people.
Of course.
So.
What? I'm in Florida.
Hold on, when is that?
The one in Nags Head is coming up, and I want to say the 4th of July is when we're supposed to be doing that one.
We're there.
Yeah.
Overdose on the bill.
Really
lock
nice.
It in.
Yes.
Lock
oh,
it in.
They have a food place right outside the beach. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so we'll take care of some business offline. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, it is 11:30 where I am. It is 8:30 out there on the West Coast. Outsourcing has been our topic tonight and its impact on the American economy. We've heard from Coop out in D.C. What's cracking, Coop? We got my man Sincere out in Virginia Beach. Toya live from New York, Delaware. CeeLo coming to you live from Charlotte. I'm coming to you from Tampa, Florida tonight. This is TM Hyman Radio Live up and down this damn coast.
Yeah.
Hey.
By myself. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, for real, like, once a company gets so big, do you think that they feel it necessary to just outsource? Like, say, like, you know, do you think that the let me rephrase it, excuse me. Do you think that the companies that now outsource, right, do you think that they started out with that thought? Because, you know, like, some, like, good companies start out with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, how they start out with good people, and then
I think it conformed with the way of doing business and keeping up efficiency-wise. See, I mean, outsourcing drives efficiencies. And, I mean, I think Coop said it, Sincere said it. It's really about cheap labor, still maintaining a certain level of quality, but, you know, not having to follow the rules.
Yeah.
Hey, let me interject something here. You think about a lot of that stuff that's, you like that big word?
Hey.
Hey, you think about the stuff that's made everywhere else, but then think about where it's created at. A lot of that stuff, it's created here.
Right.
Like the iPad, the iPod. Those are all American invented items, but they're made in China.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, so the people at the top, the people that design it, the different designers, the scientists that are making a lot of this stuff, they're here. But it's the little guy, the blue collar guy, that's not getting anything out of it.
Right.
Like you have, let me think of something else. A lot of those TVs, the first TVs, even when they're getting smaller, a lot of them are first made here, or they're invented here. Then it goes overseas. You have all the Microsoft stuff. You have Dell. Dell is made here, but then it's what, sent overseas to be made.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's how, what was that name of that one company? They were really big for a minute. It starts with a W. Anyway, they were a computer company, and the computers were really good, but then it got to a point where they started not putting the original parts that they were using.
they started using refurbished parts that they were getting from overseas and putting them in the computer. Gateway was doing that. Yeah, Gateway was started using those refurbished parts in their computers and brand new computers. Well, quote unquote brand new computers. And you know, you see how what happened to them. You know, the shortcut isn't always the best way. You know, the cheapest way.
Definitely
isn't.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, on debatedout.com, the question has been posed: should the government prevent outsourcing? Someone responds: something needs to be done about it. I believe they should. We can't have American jobs being lost by corporations' greedy tactics. Somebody else says, if you want to pay a price premium to ensure that an American did something, thus depriving you of otherwise useful wages, go right ahead. I mean, wake up to what's really happening.
Can I touch this?
Absolutely.
Touch it.
Okay. Number one, everybody needs to understand, regardless of what, the sole purpose of any business is to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And each business every year has a profit margin to beat. So in order to beat those margins, the quickest way to beat any profit margin is to cut labor, point blank. So you're either going to fire people or hire cheaper labor. So either Americans are going to have to stop living so high on the hog. I mean, a lot of jobs that we have over here getting paid $9 and $10 to work at 7-Eleven.
Right.
It's people who building computers in Brazil getting a dollar a day. I mean, not saying we need to go that bad, but I mean, money is the sole purpose, the sole motivation behind all of these arguments. Everything is about money. Everything is about money. Got to make money to pay this bill, make money to pay for this, get this fancy car and all this stuff. So either Americans fall back. I mean, the only way is going to be fixed if Americans stop living so lavishly.
Right.
And stop working, stop buying and supporting all of these companies that outsource, point blank. Just like Coop said, everything is invented here but sent over there because it's easier, cheaper labor, point blank. I mean, half the stuff you see made in the USA isn't made in the USA. It's thought of in the USA, but it won't made in the USA. And then if the shell, you got a computer. The casing was made in the USA, so they stamped the casing, made in the USA. Everything inside that computer is from another country.
Right.
So, I mean, it's the sole purpose of business is to make money. So don't get mad when the business make money any way necessary. I mean, look at the government. Look at Indiana and Ohio. They trying to get rid of the unions. That's how they're
right,
making money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's real. Hey, we will continue this conversation of outsourcing and the impact on the American economy. We'll be right back. It's 11:37.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography,
sound recording, marketing, and public relations, log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062, where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to sleep in them thighs and dance off of Stevie Wonder's ribbon in the sky. It's so natural to me, I can see it in your eyes. There's no way to hide your body language, never lie. It's so natural to me, we close face to face. I'm used to the taste, your lingerie lace. It's okay for you to leave your panties at my place. Some say the adventure ain't the finish, it's the chase. So natural to me when I plant my flag, plan house for the weekend and I pack my bag. So natural to me the way you gon' brag when I cook you some breakfast like a stay-at-home dad. It's so natural to me, no plans in advance. The next thing you know, she got her hands in my pants. It's so natural to me to have your knees locked when I A, B, C, D, F, the G spot.
My. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to service your needs. And when that pretty kitty cat purrs it, I feel. So natural to me to dig deep inside and listen to you sing, baby, then she can ride. It's so natural to me, I make her come first. And after you finish, she can get a gum burst. So natural to me, you can be my young nurse. Got the ruler, says she never seen nothing hung worse. It's so natural to me, I just overdoes it. She climbs up the wall and she screams that she love it. So natural to me, I make your legs shake. Have your call and tell your job you gon' be half a day late. It's so natural to me to have your back walking close to the wall like handicapped parking. It's so natural to me to make you want more. Says she love the way you feel when she walk around.
My. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
Baby girl, you naturally a part of me, naturally honor me. Maybe just for kicks, we should go on eHarmony and upload our profiles and see what type of match it be. Watch how everything comes back naturally. And I'm naturally satisfied when you put your hand in mine. Gravity be pulling us together like we magnetized. Stroking to the rhythm while you're squeezing and you're scratching me. I love the way you feel, we doing whatever comes naturally. It's so natural to me when we walk around nude and sip some bottled water and talk about food. Like what you wanna eat, cause I don't feel like cooking. Now baby, you decide, I don't feel like. It's so natural to me, we touch one another, then hop in the bedroom and crush in the covers. So natural to me, when I leave your sheets torn, so just listen to this song and you can feel me when I'm gone.
My. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural
natural high. My, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know. This feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high. My, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know. This feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high. My, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know. This feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high. My, 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 my.
Hyman Radio Live. That was Natural High by the Have Nots. Thanks for joining us this evening. Only about 15 minutes left in the show.
That's
We've been
right.
talking about outsourcing, the impact that it is having on America. You guys made some really good points about, you know, the cheaper labor and things of that sort. I think one thing that people don't realize is that regardless of whether jobs are brought back into the U.S. and or what have you, the number of parts that we obtain from outside of the U.S. alone, it will never have anything that's going to be completely manufactured in the U.S., U.S. parts, because the majority of our parts, you know, the components that we use for the majority of the items that we have here are usually from Taiwan and China and Japan. So even if you bring jobs back to the U.S., we still have to outsource for parts and components because, like you guys said earlier, it saves money all around the board.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, and I think that's the whole purpose of the United States kind of being a watchdog for the world, because its resources are so dependent. But I still do not believe that the system is positioned to where America would just stop being able to flourish and function if we were cut off, per se, you know, from the rest of the world when it comes to resources. I believe we are resourceful enough that we would be able to make it happen. It would transform the way we live, probably.
Yeah.
But I believe we could we wouldn't be stopped in our tracks.
Of course not. I think for a minute we would. And the thing is, because we're touching, you know, like the United States, like the way it's placed, I mean, we're in the middle. Theoretically, we're in the middle.
In the middle between?
Like, you know, like, for, you know, like we have Europe on our East Coast, and then we have Asia on the West Coast. So that's why I say, like, we're in the middle of that. So it kind of, we had no choice really, but to be. Despite, I mean, that's why America was founded, so that we can grow and expand. And again,
no,
I feel it's just part of the process. I mean, because would we really want, like, say, if it really were to happen? I mean, we would see the effects of it. Yes, we would. You know, we're innovative enough as Americans to be able to bounce back. We're very resilient, and we're innovative enough to come together, and we can get this stuff off the ground. It would take some time. It wouldn't just pop up. You know what I'm saying?
What you're saying.
All right, we would feel the effects for a couple of years, but then again, we've been through worse, I guess.
We have.
I was going to say, I think that when times are like that, that's when America does best, because when we kind of take over, we're innovative and we lead the way, we do better as a country. And that's normally, that happens a lot throughout history. If you look at American history, that looking back, especially in this last century,
with the cars and the airline industry and space and even computers, and that has helped bring a lot of money to America. And so that is the next thing. Like I was watching something, they were saying that they have things, like we're talking about the energy in America, and they're talking about the nuclear plants. But they have stuff now where they're talking about they could use the highways to turn the highways into basically solar panels where we could still drive on them, but it would help fuel energy. And we have so many highways in this country, they saying that if they did that and the government wanted to put enough money into it, it would be able to fuel this whole country. But a lot of time it's the want. Like with the jobs going overseas, if the jobs, if they went ahead and took some of these tax breaks away from these companies, the jobs came back, it would make our economy better, but it's the want. You had last year, you had the, I forget what the law was with the Supreme Court, where they said that a corporation has the same rights as an individual to fund elections. And so the want isn't there because those same corporations and the heads of those corporations are putting money into some of these politicians, but they don't want to go against that.
Right. Hey, we're gonna pause for the calls. Heavy combo tonight. Appreciate the amen. I mean, serious dialogue from Sincere and Cool. We're going to come back on the other side of this joint right here and say goodnight. Overdose. I get high. Ow!
See, this right here, what happened when you fuck up. Sherry, Kia, this for you. I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. See, when I met you, I was on some mud shit. Fucking your sister and your friends on some mud shit. You sat me down and asked me why I do the things I do. I told you I don't know, cause really, girl, I love you. Then you asked me would I change or remain the same. I looked in your eyes and lied cause I felt your pain. Now I sit back every day and I just regret it. And that blueberry cook won't let your boy forget it. And now I live it. I made my decision and you made yours. It ain't no secret. But if I could go back, you blessed to believe it. But I can't. So now I just sit back and think. Damn. I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. Talk to you on the phone and you tell me about your day. You even talked me out of killing boy from round the way. And on my birthday, you went and bought a whole ounce. Straight kush, we blew it down at your mama house. The type of bitch to know exactly what a nigga like. Shit, now you some other motherfucker white. But I ain't mad, I ain't tripping, that's the way it is. But I'm mad when you finish, when you had them kids. Got me listening to slow songs and I'm a thug nigga. Cover for me, tell your pops I was a drug dealer. Say fuck your friends when they told you I was a fucking dog. You tried to make it work and a nigga dropped the ball. Told you all about my dreams and you was all for it. First time I ran up in, you said it's all yours. Been thinking about you for a while and tried to walk it off. Inhale that purple oil that drove and then cough it off. Pick up the phone, but I won't call cause shit, I know I'm wrong. Besides that, I know you got something else going on. But in the back of my head and when I'm gone, shit, I still think about making you moan. I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine.
WHAC T.M. Hyman Radio Live, your hip-hop informer, with CeeLo, Toya, Coop, Sincere. Yo, hey, again, thanks for riding, everybody. Good topic tonight. Hey, join us back Friday night for the Cypher. The Angels are actually holding it down. It's ladies' night. Y'all got it. We'll check back as a team on Sunday, Empowerment Sunday. Hey, again, thanks for riding. Any closing comments? Be safe.
Yes, peace and blessings to everyone. And rest in peace, Nate Dogg. And, again, happy birthday, Sharika. And, yeah, y'all be easy. We'll see you on Friday.
Peace and prayers to the family of Nate Dogg, late great Nate Dogg, no doubt. Cool. Thanks for riding, brother.
Oh, no problem, man.
Hey, good night.
Sincere.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, keep that music coming. Hey, we gonna connect, if not this evening. I'll reach out definitely mañana. And we'll see if we can set up.
Everybody go check out Frank Ocean. Frank Ocean. Put it in
Frank.
Google, pull him up. He is the next. Next, point blank, Frank Ocean. He actually going to take over the tour. I mean, it might be a bad thing, but he ill.
Hey, look, get me some of that new Frank Ocean.
I will send some to your inbox. Now,
yay.
Hey, we looking forward to Frank Ocean. Hey, this is Chester Gregory. Good night, everybody. T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
I wouldn't feel the same from you saying your life was fine. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Baby, come back to me. Come and show me how we used to be. I need some of that sweet.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live.